Well, it's estimated around 5,000 people still missing on the Indonesian island of Sulawesi, almost 2 weeks after that powerful quake and tsunami killed more than 1,700 people. Many of those still missing are children who may have been separated from their families during rescue operations. The Australian aid agency, World Vision, says there are concerns that unaccompanied children and minors could fall prey to human traffickers. Tim Costello is chief advocate with World Vision. He's just returned from Sulawesi, where he spent days attempting to locate hundreds of children sponsored by Australian families. Tim Costello, welcome back to RM Breakfast. I was asking you whether, from what you saw there over the weekend, whether the situation on the ground in terms of aid getting through to the people that need it has improved dramatically.
Yeah, look, it's improved, not dramatically. I describe it as a one-centre pipeline of aid trickling through when I got up there last Wednesday. Now it would be a 100-centimetre pipeline, so more is getting through. But it needs to really be a 10-metre pipeline, if I can use that analogy, Fran. It is still, for us who are used to these crises, still too slow and... But at least aid is starting to flow.
There are reports now that the Indonesian government's crisis centre has issued a letter to smaller aid organisations declining further help. Why is that, do you think? Are they overwhelmed? Are there too many cooks? What's going on?
No, there's not too many cooks. Look, it's always been the case that they prefer local agencies. World Vision up there is registered as a local agency known as Wahana Vizi. So we are active and working well, but the truth is that they have put out a statement saying foreign personnel should be withdrawn. It's very odd because foreign journalists are free to walk around and report. Humanitarian workers who are foreign and bring both the experience and the relief to many of our staff who lived through the tsunami. One of our staff, a volunteer staff, a 26-year-old girl died. They're demoralised. They're knocked about. So this is what's very strange.
Tim, when we were speaking to you on Friday before the line broke up, we were talking about children who have been either separated from their parents or maybe lost their parents and, you know, they're the sole survivors. World Vision had set up safe places because one of the lessons learnt from the Boxing Day tsunami was that children are not safe from pedophiles and people with evil intent. How many children has World Vision located that are on their own?
Yeah, I spent a whole day in Yone Orgay. You would have seen vision of that. Literally, the land turned into waves and then into mud liquefaction. We had 209 children missing there. Thankfully, we found 96 of them. And in another area, we found 116 of the 300 who were missing. We are still going on, literally from camp to camp, tent to tent, registering and finding these kids, sponsored by Australians. Look, the separate program is Child Friendly Spaces, which we have set up a number of them, and that's not just to deal with the trauma, and trauma's huge. When there were three aftershocks just two nights ago, and people start shouting tsunami, kids get terrified. If you can't trust the ground you literally stand on, what do you trust in life, and how do children trust anyone? So these centres are to deal with the trauma, with play and art and learning school. But most importantly, they're also to say if there's a friend of the family or an uncle with that area saying, send your daughter to me, I'll look after her, we say, hang on, let's do due diligence. Let's check this out. This may actually be a trafficking ring. So it's really monitoring and registering and making sure that they're protected.
And did you see much that disturbed you on that front while you were there, or any of those red flags being raised?
There were things that were raised, and we were able to say to the parents who ultimately are responsible, you need to watch this. Absolutely, those things do happen. Not in huge numbers. Most people in these situations are survivors and victims and wonderfully supportive, but we know it only takes a very, very few number to do huge damage. The kids already traumatised with more abuse to them.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's a couple of minutes to eight. Our guest is Tim Costello, Chief Advocate for World Vision. On another issue, you're a longtime anti-gambling campaigner, Tim Costello. The issue of the advertising of a horse race on the sales of the Opera House, it'll happen tonight. Both Labor and Liberal politicians say opponents should get over it. The projection's only going to last 10 minutes. It's no big deal. We're being precious. What's your response?
I'm disgusted, Fran, and what it shows is that the gambling industry has totally captured both Labor and Liberal politicians. Every Australian, I think, feels a psychic vomit that it's not just commercialisation. It's commercialisation of a product that has done so much social damage here in Australia. We have the greatest losses, bar no nation, in terms of per capita losses, 40% ahead of the second nation. And here is racing that is a $3.3 billion industry, up 7%, doesn't need any free help. The Italians, for example, have banned all gambling advertising. You won't be seeing ads on the Colosseum in Rome. Why are you seeing them on the Opera House? Because of the capture of both sides of politics on this.
Just briefly, we're almost at the news. Is this a promotion of gambling, though? I mean, we have gambling advertising bans in New South Wales.
No, you only have bans once play starts in sport. You have them,
oh, I see, yeah.
You have them all the time. They're grooming our kids. And I say grooming deliberately. Kids now talk in terms of odds, not their heroes and players. This really is shocking. Ladbrokes has been kicked out by the Football Association in England, saying no more of this. The sponsorship deals have been broken. Australia is the outlier in terms of capitulating, and it's our politicians, Labor and Liberal, who've done this.
Tim Costello, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Tim Costello is Chief Advocate with World Vision and Director of the Alliance for Gambling Reform.